plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky. How are you? It is Wednesday, July 17th, and it is a burner out there. I am one of your hosts, Lisa Lee of the Cytospell Show, and with me is my darling, effervescent and scintillating, Teresa Savina. Normally, we would have our angel face Ashley on as well. However, she had to work tonight, so boo Ash, or I should say boo Mercedes. T, my darling. What do you think? It's Wednesday. It's hot as balls outside. Are you air conditioned?
It sucks. Yes. You bet your sweet patootie I'm air conditioned. There is absolutely no way. I had to sit out and wait for Alyssa at Arby's, where she's got her new job. Thank you. Help me.
Applebee's.
Yeah, thank you. Old age. Yay! Ever since I've been officially crowned, my memory's gone faster and faster. So, it was supposed to be like an hour that we were supposed to sit there waiting for her, and I wasn't about to go driving all the way home and then come back. But she was in there for an hour and 45 minutes, so I was not happy in my hot little car. But, you know, that's how it goes.
That is how it goes. So, T, we were asked, why do we do the Cytospell Show? And my answer, and let me bounce this off of you. This is what I said. We do our show because, A, we want to change the perception of paganism out there. And we want to empower people, not just women, but men as well. And we want to make a difference. And we want to help people and help change lives. Is that a good answer?
That sounds like a very fine answer.
Because that's why we do it. And so I just thought, I mean, I guess I never think about it anymore because we've been doing the show for so long. It's like, why do you do the show? Well, it's because that's what we do.
And we like to bring joy to your life.
Yes, joy, joy, joy. You sounded very Bronxy there for a second.
Oh, now my accent has changed yet again. And you told me that my accent changed at the retreat this weekend too.
It did. She turned Southern. It was really funny.
So weird. If I'm around somebody who has an accent and I do not know I'm doing it, I pick up the accent and start talking like that immediately.
Let's go to Scotland.
Yes, let's. That'd be really fun. I mean, my last really interesting accent was a German New Yorker. And I went and stayed with my friend in Florida, and within hours of being around her father, I had a German New York accent. It was weird. Weird.
I can't even imagine what that sounds like.
I can't even do it anymore.
That's okay.
So
it's been a very, 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 very busy, but very
awesome balls.
Awesome balls. It's the week has been just crazy. The weekend was by far profound, the most enlightening, spiritual, so many words I could use. So T, let's start.
Connection.
Yes. What? Okay. T, why don't you explain? Okay. First of all, did you do anything up until Friday?
Not to my knowledge anymore. I've, you know, memory problems, Alzheimer's. Thank you. So, Friday, what did we do, girl?
Friday, we drove. Actually, Friday, okay, Friday I worked late, which is the last day that I needed to work late, damn it. Worked late and had no time to pack because T was coming to pick me up at 6:30 because we had a weekend planned. Woo-hoo-hoo. T picked me up at 6:30 and we started our adventure.
To Glencoe, Minnesota, to the Super 8 Motel, who advertises that they have Wi-Fi, but do not tell you that, not if you're on the end of the hotel that we're at.
So. Okay, let's just start with that. Okay, so we get to the hotel, and we're like, woo, we've got movies, we've got, because I forgot my, I was going to bring my little pink netbook, but I forgot it at the theater. So I was like, oh, I'll just use my phone, and Teresa's got her laptop, so between the two of us, we should be totally covered as far as technology. No, no, no.
No, no, no. The universe proudly and loudly stated, no, you need to focus so you don't get any computer access, and guess what? We're going to drain the shit out of your battery on your phone.
It wouldn't even turn on with the charger in it. It was ridiculous.
It was the weirdest thing, but I'm glad because that ring of yours would have drove me nuts all night long.
Yeah, I suppose. But it was like the universe was like, no, no, girls. No, no. You're going to focus because, my darlings, we've got plans for you and you need to remember. And I know that if I would have had my phone working the whole time, I'd have been like, hold on, I got to check if I got an email. So thank you, universe, even though at the time I was like, really?
So then the next day we are heading off to Cosmos, Minnesota for the Minnesota Goddess Retreat. We are both exceedingly excited for this. And amazingly, amazingly, we had almost exactly the same color outfits, which is scary, but not really, because we're Geminis and we connect that way. It's weird. I get in our head, you know, all these things. But
we didn't plan it, but didn't it look like we planned it? But we totally did.
It did. And then we were following the directions, and I was like, oh my god, these directions are making me dizzy. And we finally find these roads, and we go down this one, and all of a sudden it says road construction, road closed, and I'm going, shit. So we drive off and we go to the Quick Trip. This part is fucking phenomenal. We go in there and I ask the guys for the directions to get there from where we were. So he's giving them to me, and then I had gone out to the car. Elisa is standing there, and the guy is getting all friendly talking with her, and he's going, so what are you guys doing in Cosmo, Minnesota? And she's going, oh, we're going to a, what did you say, festival?
Yep.
And he looked at her, and he's being, you know, obviously he's very happy to hear that she's some sexy woman is paying him attention. And he inquires further. So he says, what kind of festival are you going to? And Lisa goes, one that witches go to. And the guy immediately drops his head and just like, oh, shit. And that was so freaking hilarious when she came out and told me that. I about peed myself.
Well, it was for shock value only, but I mean, it was funny.
Probably gave the poor guy nightmares now. Now he's going to think any sexy woman that walks in there is a witch. But cool. You never know who you're talking to, because we all look normal.
We're changing the perception.
Whether you want it or not, apparently.
Yeah.
So we went on our merry way. And the way he was sending us would have been way out of the way. And all of a sudden, Lisa spots the sign for the road we were looking for. And normally, Lisa can't find herself out of a paper bag. So this was awesome that she saw that. So we took it and we got there and it was, yes! Okay. You can go now.
Amazeballs.
Amazeballs.
So we got there, and there were already a ton of goddesses there. Well, I shouldn't say a ton, but quite a few. And we met people that we only have met online or that we only know online. We met people that we've never met before. We've seen old friends. We made new friends. We got there just in time to eat, which was kind of awesome. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I was happy about the food. So we got there and we did all these really cool crafts. And T, you are talented, man. I mean, we did, what do you call those? T?
Dream catchers.
Yeah, the one where mine looks like
looks
somebody
like you
with
were drunk as hell doing it, yeah.
Yeah, that was, but it matches my room. But yeah, it does look like I was.
And that's what counts.
I and T got a picture of me giving her the look. When you see that picture, you'll know that that's Lisa's look because she doesn't know what she's doing and she's frustrated trying to put a damn dream catcher together that I don't have a clue. And I was too embarrassed to ask her again, where does this one go? So there's that. But T made this beautiful one.
For Ashley.
What? Yes, because Ashley couldn't be there. So we were there representing her. So T made this gorgeous, gorgeous dream catcher, which we'll put up on the website so you can see it. But it's beautiful and it's got Ashley's wedding colors in it and it's all pretty. You were very talented.
Oh, stop.
Oh, stop. and then we made wands.
Yeah.
Which Teresa's, again, was amazing. Amazeballs.
It was like so simple. Mine was nothing compared to the talking stick you made for your daughter. That was breathtaking. Sorry to say it, and you can deny it, but it was.
I totally deny it because I'm looking at it right now because I was going to give it to her tonight, and I'm looking at it right now because I had everything prepared to grab her or give her. And I'm looking at it going, looks like a three-year-old made it. Yay. But
no,
it's very
it doesn't.
Pretty for colors. But I didn't want to make Ash a wand because Ash, you know, that's just really not her thing. But a talking stick for her and Craig, I thought that was perfect. Actually, somebody else gave me that idea, so I can't really take credit for it. But whoever did, and I can't remember, but I love you very much and thank you.
And then we made sweet jars.
Yes. Okay, talk about the sweet jars.
That is the most awesome thing in the world. And I got my candles now, so I'm going to seal that bitch up, and I'm going to light that candle and get her going.
I'm waiting because I just, when we were on our way home, I was like, wait a minute, we're still in a retrograde. And so I got nervous. I was going to do it, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh,
do you
good.
Think that, yeah. So I just stopped. I'm like, nope, it's just going to, we're going to just have those sit there until the 20th because I'm not taking any chances because I did a good one. Okay, talk about sweet jar. Sorry.
Good plan. Well, we have this amazing interview with all the ladies, and it will be talked about in detail, excuse me, on the interview. So, but it's basically you're putting in a jar honey and honeycomb and herbs and little tchotchkes for your intention, and then you seal it up and you put your candle on and you burn it every day until it comes, and then when and whatever your intention comes, then I guess you throw it into a lake or whatever, or bury it.
Yeah.
And it was so fun making them.
It really was.
Yeah, you know what I did?
What?
I bought 12 more jars today.
No, it was so cool. Either that or we need to have a baby. I mean, not really, but I mean, so we can steal her food or his food and dump it out and use the jars, because that was pretty cool. I'm just kidding on stealing a baby, by the way.
I'm not going to have a baby just to do that. Sorry.
Or we can have a friend that has a baby and say, hey, when you're done with those baby food jars, hang on to them because I need them for magical work. Hopefully they are not like Uber Christian because they might have a problem with that.
Well, you know.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. But that, you know, it was a lot of fun. And then we had our croning.
Yes.
And Candy totally surprised Lisa and blew her friggin' mind because
Totally.
she actually bought her a sparkly crown.
I
It was hilarious seeing her face. She squealed with delight.
was
And I'm sure that she was wearing it the entire time when she was at home.
Shut up. How do you know that?
Because I'm in your head.
Damn it. Now I have it on my dresser so I can always see it.
And Josh says the tiara is better than rocks in your bra. But rocks in your bra are good. I like rocks in my bra. Makes me look perkier.
The croning was really cool, though. I mean,
Yes.
not to like bring it down, because let me tell you, I'm still in love with my tiara. But the croning, or the croning, was really cool. It felt very, it really did feel like taking the next step into the next chapter. Does that make sense? So it
Mostly.
was really cool. And oh, T, talk about the drum washing. That was so cool.
Oh, okay. Well, we did a drum wash on people, and the group of us, we're doing it in drum wash. And if you don't know what a drum wash is, you're standing around the chosen person, and everybody with their hand drum starts at the top of their head and just beats the drum going up and down the body. And the vibrations of the drum and the intentions that are going out, they break up whatever crap you're holding on to in your aura. And they did Lisa. And Lisa was like, oh, okay, I'll do it. And she's standing there. And the thing is you're either going to come out of it crying or you're going to come out of it laughing. It depends on how much you're going to be releasing. And at the end of it, Lisa broke down into ugly sobbing. And she
I'm not
was
a
just,
pretty crier.
but it was a beautiful moment that you were, she was just all over the place, just crying.
But then other people came out and they were just laughing. It was so joyous. It was so cool. I've never seen or participated in a drum washing before, and I just suggest that everybody has a chance to do that. Freaking do that. That was amazing. And T, I got to play T's drum, which was cool. She made that drum.
Yeah.
It was just such a great time. And all those women there were, I really feel, don't you feel like we just made some lifelong friends? Because they were
Oh, yes.
just beautiful inside and out and so loving and caring and so much wisdom and Candy. Oh my God. Candy Ayers, who is the high priestess and she's been on our show, a few times. I've just grown to, she, so much wisdom and so much love in her heart, and she's a little spunky one on the side too. I
She's
just,
a spitfire.
she totally is. And I mean, there's people that you and I are both friends with on Facebook that we've never met in first in person, and now I don't know, this weekend was just so profound, don't you think?
Yes, it was very special, and it was a great honor to have them invite us and have us participate and do the croning. That is like one of my highlights so far for the year,
I
and I have
completely agree.
goosebumps talking about it.
I completely agree. Those women are amazing. And if all of you guys are listening, know that T and I just love and adore each and every one of you, and we're giving a hug to you, a virtual hug to you right now.
So
So
right now we're going to go to the song, and after the song, we have an interview with all the ladies. So
yay! All
enjoy.
of our beautiful goddesses.
So welcome back to the Sit a Spell show. It is Wednesday. I have no idea what date it is right now. T and I are at the Minnesota Goddess Retreat, and it has been amazeballs. Let me tell you, we have made all these friends. We have eaten more food than I could even possibly eat in a week. I did it all today, and it's been fun. So, ladies, welcome to the Sit a Spell show. Yay! Woo!
We are awesome!
You are awesome!
We are honored!
And we are women!
Women in power!
Yes.
This whole day has just been amazing. We have done so many really fun things. We did
Dream catchers,
which you will see my dream catcher. We will post it. Mm-hmm. And do not point and laugh, because Teresa worked really hard on it.
Wait a minute. I did not do the drunk dream catcher.
I have not drank water.
Yeah, but it looked like you
were. Maybe if you'd been drunk, it would have been straight.
All right, so this is true.
It's okay.
Right. So it's actually not Teresa's fault that it looks so bad. It's actually Candy's fault.
Okay, that's your full responsibility.
So, I kind of want it.
So we did dream catchers, and we will post pictures on our site so everybody will get to enjoy our beautiful little designs. Everybody else's beautiful designs. My really shitty design.
Red and black. Nice.
Red and black. Gorgeous. And gold.
And gold.
Because it matches my bedroom.
Oh. Perfect.
We made wands.
And we made wands, which, oh my God, you guys, some of these wands that I'm seeing here are absolutely stunning. They put so much hard work into them, and they're beautiful and so creative. I did not make a wand for me. I made one for Ashley, because Ashley couldn't be here with us, so I made Ashley's.
Let's all say hi to Ashley.
Hi, Ashley!
Too bad you missed it.
Why aren't you here?
Because she sucks. I love you, baby. I'm going to get in so much trouble for that. And Josh is so not going to edit that out. So we did those.
Sweetening jars.
Darling, why don't you tell us what a sweetening jar is?
A sweetening jar is old, ancient, conjuring, root working type of thing. Hoodoo, voodoo. And it's a jar that you put a sweetener in. Hello!
And, this is live.
And then you put your candle on it to make it work. And the oldest sweetening jar that has been recorded was a cup and a saucer with sugar in it and a candle on top of it.
And I thought it was really fun. Didn't you guys think this was super fun?
Oh, yeah.
And you have to do odd numbers.
Odd numbers of things. And that would include the sweetener that you're putting in. Side of your jar.
I did one for Ashley to get her knocked up.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, I did not. No. Woo-hoo! Totally kidding.
But that would make you a grandma.
There's nothing. No.
That was priceless.
I said the same thing 7 years ago.
No.
In that case, we're breaking that jar.
Yeah. We're already smashing it, so you're safe, baby. No, I didn't. I did do one for Ashley, but it had nothing to do with fertility, and she will be happy with it. And I did us both kind of the same one, but I made her jar lid red and mine blue, because otherwise I was like, I don't want what I asked for her. So I thought it was really cool. My fingers are still a little sticky. That's okay.
Please wipe some of the table.
Yeah.
Now you can tell us.
There's a baby in the house. The baby wipes all over.
We're good. So, ladies, we just finished having dinner, and our next class is going to be on herbs, or as some people were saying, herbs. And then we're going to do drumming, right?
We're going to do the croning ceremony.
The croning, and that's where the sparkly stuff comes involved.
Yes, sparkle, sparkle, pretty stuff.
And they return.
Yay!
Yep.
I'm getting
croned. T and I are both getting croned.
Nice.
And then drumming.
And then we're gonna have fire with drumming.
Fire with drumming. I gotta tell you guys, you are square for not being here, because this has been just amazing. And the next one is gonna be July,
the third weekend in July,
and it's going to be even bigger. And this has been so much fun. You guys are losers for not coming, I swear. Totally, exactly, right? So, is everybody here solitary, or do we have some coven? Do we have a little bit of both? What do we got here?
We have a mixture because our coven is made up of solitaries, so everybody here is a solitary.
Okay.
But 3/4 of the group belongs to the coven.
Right.
And
we're
so,
still solitary.
Nope, that's great. So how long have you guys all known each other?
A while.
Oh, not too long?
Oh, I didn't say that.
A few of us that have known each other easily
15 years. 18 years. Is anybody new?
Yes.
Yes.
And she's the one that's got all the sparkly stuff that I like.
I am brand new. I'm not actually even a witch. I went to one of Candy's meetings about a month ago, and she's been just posting stuff to me to know where stuff was, and I decided to try this out, and it sounded like fun.
And you seem like you've been here the whole time. Yeah, are you having fun?
Oh, yeah, I'm having a great time.
She's making all these really cool stuff for your son, right?
Yep, this is definitely for my son. This is kind of for both of us, so I'm not sure where we're going to hang the dream catcher. But the wand is for my son because he's about to take a magic class through our local rec program, and I know he's just going to love this.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yep. I don't think I'm going to let him take it, though, because I think it's too fragile. It'll maybe the last day he can take it to show.
How old is your son?
7.
Might be a little too fragile. Yeah, last
so
day.
So to take to an all-day program all week long. So.
Oh, that's very cool. So what does it mean to be a witch to you guys?
Nature.
Way of life,
the elements, carefree,
respecting the earth,
yep, respecting each other, knowing the women have the power, which we all have always known, but that reinforces it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Matriarchal society.
Exactly. The way it started, the way it needs to be.
So are you all out of the broom closet?
Oh, I've been out of the broom closet since I was a kid.
Some aren't.
Some have cracked open their closet.
Some have opened the door and gone, eek.
Well, it can be scary.
1 foot in, 1 foot out.
That's fair enough.
That's a balanced life.
Absolutely. So the people that are out, your employers know, everybody knows,
yeah,
you're
everybody
totally...
knows.
Yeah, there's no hiding it. I'm the Fargo-Moorhead pagan pride leader.
Are you really?
Yes.
Cool.
There's no hiding that.
Yeah.
This is our third year coming up, and we've been on local TV every year so far.
Great.
Yeah. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, for those of you that are out, how do they treat you at your place of employment?
Well, at first, they were kind of like, because I work with all guys, and they were
lucky
kinda,
you.
Yeah. Well, there's some that are kind of high, but you know they got that ring on the finger, so I'm just I'll just window shop. But I don't think I would want to mess with that puppy. Some of their wives. No, you can have him. They were a little leery at first, you know, and then I started slowly, you know, making, you know, little comments here and there, and then afterwards they're like, you know, weren't you? And I'm like, yes, that was me. And they're like, well, you're normal. And I'm like, really?
We don't
and
look
then,
like the people wearing all black and
right,
makeup,
all
makeup
and,
yep,
and hair.
We don't look goth. We're not goth. We're actually normal-looking people.
That's one of the reasons that we do our show is to change the perception because a lot of the young whippersnappers, they all are like all gothed out and they're like, I'm a witch. And you're like,
it's
really?
Now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
How many times did you sit and watch the movie The Craft?
Right.
That's what you
got
to ask. Oh, my friend, her cousin, she went to a wedding, and she's like, I'm a witch. And she's like, really? And he's like, yeah, I can draw the symbol for Godsmack.
Oh, for God.
Oh, my God. And I'm like, what?
Yay, you.
Go you, yay.
You get the buddy Jesus.
You know, you don't want to teach them when the first thing they want to know is how to cast a spell.
Absolutely.
If they come to a class and that's the first thing they ask,
or
they're not
spell.
Really, they're
love
not really
spell,
interested.
Or how do I bond?
find somebody. I'm just like, and even like if I'm, I have millions of groups on Facebook that I belong to and other pages. And when I see people posting, like, even the admins posting, like, a binding spell or anything like that, I'm just like,
it's being run by a 17-year-old.
I cringe. Well, and I know a couple of the people, not personally, but I, you know, correspond with them. I'm like, are you sure you should be posting this kind of stuff? Because that's...
Sure. They can post it, but you should follow that post with a cut the binds. You really should. Because people are stupid.
Yeah.
And if you don't make them aware that they need to undo what they've just done...
They don't even understand harm to none.
No.
You know, that's
why I'm not Wiccan, because there's no way you can get through life and not harm something. You can't walk out on that grass and not hurt a blade.
I consider myself to be a kitchen witch, because I follow hearth magic a lot. For some reason, whenever I make meals, most people are like, oh my god, I'm so full, I can't eat another serving, because my food is so rich and filled with, I guess,
intent
of, you know, fill yourself up.
Kitchen, which I understand.
Yep.
I'm coming to your house for dinner.
Come on over, Rita. I'll send it to you long distance from Kansas.
So, do we have any Wiccans here today? We have one Wiccan? Back up. Kitchen witch, other kitchen witches?
Eclectic. Elementalist.
Eclectic.
What?
Celtic, and I said eclectic.
Yeah,
I'm
kind of eclectic.
Definitely
Wiccan.
I'm pagan.
I'm
a witch. I have a problem with Wiccan creed, because you really can't get through life without
harming anyone.
Something.
I mean, there's
I don't look at it like that. I look at it like if you intend something negative, you know, it's just like what Jesus said, you know, you do unto others as you have done unto you. So you don't go out there. If I go out there and decide I'm going to have revenge against somebody,
it's all
just
about
gonna
intent.
Come back to me.
Yep.
So why would I do that?
Exactly.
You know? Three times three, so what?
I mean, there are situations where you might want to do that, like child abuse or, you know, pedophiles or something like that.
Wouldn't it be awesome if we could not have ramifications?
Oh, I know.
But I was going to say about my workplace, people are scared of me. Or
really?
They think that I'm a devil worshiper because of the media. Because of the media. The media makes everything as a pentagram is the devil.
Right.
You know, the media does not represent our paths correctly.
No,
it's
not
all
even
about
a
the negative and the drama, and that's a different path. There are so many different paths in Wiccan that, you know, that black magic, that's or Satanism, that's just a couple little parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
And very few, I don't know anybody that does that. So it's hard to be out because people have this misrepresentation of the pentagram and what it means. And, you know, that's because of the media.
That's part of the whole reason that we do our show, is to change the perception. And for, like, the newbies that are out there, I mean, our show is very much, like, pagan pop, I would say, because we try to keep it light and keep it... But we do go deep.
Mm-hmm.
But we're about changing the perception out there, because the perception out there is insane.
Yeah,
I mean...
And some of us who have been this way for, you know, 40 years, I've been fired, I've been kicked out of schools, my children have been thrown out of schools, I had burning crosses in my yard. We've had principals tell children, don't come in our yards. Don't trick-or-treat at those houses. Candy's, Rita's, mine. Because we're evil. So the perception is changing, but it's slow. It's very, very slow. And it's people like you and your show that are going to make a difference.
Can
That's
I
what we're trying.
Woo-woo!
You guys are adorable.
It's kind of like the same thing like Trick was saying. Even at like the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, I work there every year. And
I would think that would be pretty pagan friendly.
Not really.
It is, but it used to be.
Really?
It used to be. When the owner, who I'm not going to say his name, the owner that he sold it, or he let go of the reins or whatever, or he lost it to an ex-wife or something. He's been married like numerous times, but he was the one that was okay with having it pagan friendly. And even like the double entendres, the sexual innuendos, those have been curbed like severely. You can't, like, I worked for a children's charity booth. And you'd think, okay, we have to be nice and, you know, calm and, you know, sweet and nice and, you know, candy coat everything, because it's a children's booth. Well, once 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the evening hits, we get a lot of inebriated men and women, and we're like, okay, let's get as much money as we can from them, because, you know, they're going to try their damnedest to win our games, and they're going to keep on giving us money until they actually get the games passed. Well, we used to be really bawdy and really dirty-minded and whatnot. We finally got a letter saying, oh, you can't do that anymore. It's a family show. Well, you know, it's craziness because I know at least 15, 16 people that are openly pagan that used to be at the Renaissance Festival. They can't be there anymore. They were blacklisted because of them being openly pagan. It's just... They,
that's sad.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Did they come under new ownership, like in the last 5 years?
Yeah, they
did. Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I used to work there, too, and
Peterson
they were just the opposite.
Peterson let go of the reins and sold the place, and it's...
You'll bleep out the name, right?
No.
It doesn't, I don't really care, because he's a dork,
well,
anyways.
The thing
but,
is that's
you know, it's the current administration that are ruining the way that Renaissance Festival should be.
Here's the fallacy to the whole... United States theme is that very funny that they think they're trying to live in the 1950s again. Everything was perfect in the 50s. No, in the 50s, the government controlled everything and people were too stupid to realize the government controlled everything. Yep. Now people are waking up and realizing what's going on. They're realizing they really do have freedom of religion. So now they're trying to backstep and say, oh no, well you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do that. And the Christian religion, some of them are
Christian
the worst.
The Christian coalition.
Oh yeah.
I have family that is extremely Christian, and they're just they sit there and they tell me that I'm going to burn in hell, that I need to stop speaking things into being because of my son being, you know, having, you know, issues and whatnot. It's like, really? You're gonna sit there and tell me that it's a spiritual thing? I don't think so.
So Lisa, tell me how you got started in making your radio show.
I was asked.
How cool.
So that's how. So I started out doing it by myself. And my very first show, there was like 7 songs because I just didn't want to talk. I was like, ooh. So I did it by myself for a while. And honestly, I would fall asleep because how boring is that? So that T and I have always just been the dearest of friends. And we joke back and forth all the time. And I had her on the show a few times. And people were like, she's really awesome. And I'm like, oh, I think so, too. Let's make her be on the show. And I'm like, T, will you please be on the show? And then we brought Ashley on because Ashley would do the news, and now she's a co-host, a full-on co-host, because she's just, if we give her enough candy.
That goes far away. Kind of bribe her.
Well, if you give that child, she's not even a child, she's 23, motorcycle. She's, but if you give her caffeine or candy, she just bounces off the damn walls, and she is just so fun and funny, and the three of us together, we just, there's times that we don't have a guest, and I'm like, oh God, what are we gonna do? And she's like, seriously? And and so we just joke and chat the entire time, and pretty soon Josh is like, you need to wrap it up in like a minute and a half, and we're like, oh crap.
Well, I think the dynamics between the three of y'all is awesome. I love the show.
Agree.
Show.
Yeah.
Aww. These are all our new best friends.
What?
Are you Wiccan or pagan?
I'm eclectic.
Okay.
I was raised that way.
I was too.
Yep. My dad was Methodist. Actually, he started out Catholic, and he's like, oh, hell no. So then he went to be a Methodist. My mom, total pagan. Total hippie. She still is total hippie. She's now married to an Indian shaman.
Nice.
So this is what I know. This is how I was raised, and I was also raised to keep it under wraps.
You don't
talk about natural healing. You don't talk about. You certainly don't talk about spells or magic or rituals or anything like that. But I'm out of the closet now.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh, yeah. We can't do natural healing, but the Christians can have the tent shows where they heal people.
Yeah.
The faith healing.
The faith healing. Yeah. Isn't that the same thing?
It's exactly the same thing.
No, well, my dad has
where do you think they got the ideas from? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
No.
Jesus.
Was that a name or an exclamation?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Or Jesus.
Jesus.
And everybody in Mexico knows Jesus, so we're good.
Yeah. I
don't
say quit losing.
No, right? No. To find Jesus, all you have to do is go to jail. Everybody in prison finds Jesus.
Well, yeah.
So that must be where he is. No wonder the Christians out here can't find him. They gotta go to jail.
Found him there.
Oh, is that where you go to? Okay.
Every other block of church.
Okay. No, that's Oklahoma.
You should change the subject back to paganism.
Thank you.
Some of us don't like it when people bash Jesus, because the reason we are who we are is because we don't bash anybody.
Yeah. Thank
we
you.
We accept them all. So please stop.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. No problem.
So weird.
So, does anybody else have a topic they'd like to discuss? Otherwise, I think we'll get ready to wrap it up, because we're going to talk about herbs and herbs.
Herb is doing the herbs.
Herb is doing the herbs.
I'm not a herb.
I'm ready to herb. Oh.
And somebody here wants to just do herb.
We keep trying to find him.
When you find him.
He was the UPS.
He's with Jesus.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming and joining us, Teresa and Lisa.
Thank you for having us. This has been the funnest day ever. So thank you for letting us come and spend time with you. And now we're all best friends. We're all going to go skyclad. I'm just kidding. Clown clad.
That's just the top.
Okay, I'll go clown clad. Wait, just the top from here up, right?
Nothing is...
How about if I do clown cloud from, like, there you can go. See from
How
here
about
to there.
A storm cloud.
There you go.
Storm cloud. I'm storm cloud.
I'm storm cloud.
Well, thank you, goddesses. You have been amazing. And we will be right back with probably Ashley doing news, I'm guessing. We need to get her some candy. All right, guys, enjoy your next song, and we will be right back.
I just want to say how absolutely beautiful and wonderful the goddesses are. I'm just so proud to be a part of them. T, I know that you and I had a long talk in the car, and we were both just so overwhelmed with, what's the word I'm looking for? Ugh. I lost it, but
we're having blonde moments and Alzheimer's moments tonight, kids.
Yeah, Lisa needs a snack.
Yes, she does. Oh, and then I popped your powwow cherry.
Yes! I went to my first powwow. Holy crap, who knew? I mean, everybody.
And more drums going on, and we're both crying.
Yes.
At the Grand March.
The drums are amazing. And yeah, we're both sobbing because it's just so beautiful. I don't know what it is with the drums, but it just gets me.
Oh, it gets right down to your root core, baby.
Baby, it was just really cool.
It titillates you.
It was very, very hot. It was very hot.
Yes, I was getting a little bit heat strokey, kind of, because my legs were getting all wobbly and all that good stuff and going numb on me. So I had to get into the shade and drink lots of water.
Yeah.
And I got a brand new drum.
Yes, I forgot about that. You did.
Yes, I got a new Sweat Lodge drum, which means it's made of buffalo, which means it isn't going to get soggy in the humidity where I have to sit in front of a fire and tighten the bitch up all the time. So I'm very happy.
T is happy.
Ooh. I'm happy, happy, happy.
So my boss and one of my coworkers wanted to listen to my show. And I'm like, yeah, you can find it on boo, 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 boo. Because I really didn't want them their first show that they listened to be tonight. Like, not because I'm embarrassed of our show, because I'm so not, but, you know, I still have a few weeks left there that I just don't want to deal with them.
Yep.
Oh, listening and going, oh, so you're like that.
But in case you need to know, we can be found on jackaloperadio.com and 1201beyond.com and iTunes.
And we are starting a whole new chapter in the Citispell show starting next week. We're going to be introducing a bunch of new segments that we know that you are absolutely. I just made up a new word. Yay me.
You did. I'm very proud of you.
So we're going to be introducing all of the new segments starting next week. And we absolutely know that you're going to love them. Lisa needs a snack.
Yes, she does. We both have not eaten dinner yet, and we need food.
Absolutely, we sure do. Brain needs food for smart making, says Josh.
Yes. And
it's true.
Yes. And, well, you know, all this fresh air we had this weekend, too, is making us giddy.
Giddy, and oh my gosh, I'm going to sleep at a reasonable hour every single night this week. It's weird.
And after the show, I get to play with my new drum out at Be Merry Gals are doing a drum thing over at Seven Nations tonight. Oh. So
yay!
I get to go bang, eat quick, and run.
All right, you go eat quick and then go bang. So we're going to get ready to wrap this up. You can check out our website, which is citispell.net. That will have all of our upcoming information. It'll have all of our pictures from everything. You can check us out on Facebook at Citispell, isn't it?
And don't forget to pass it around and get other people to like it, because we're trying to get more likes on there.
And we also have merchandise now. Ho, ho, ho.
So look at that.
So, like a joint, pass us around, and we will see you, or talk to you next week. Same time, same place. In the meantime, my darlings, what are we supposed to do, T?
A brain cramp.
Okay, we are supposed to. Pretty snakes. Remember to always do something nice for at least one person every day. You'd be surprised what a difference one little nice thing could make in the person's day. you could be changing their lives. You never know. So please promise me do at least one good deed a day, even if it's something very simple. Remember that you are perfect in absolutely every single way. There is nothing wrong with you. You are special and magical and beautiful inside and out. And remember always, my darlings, to always, always, always take back your light. Blessed be, sweetheart.
Absolutely. We'll be right back.
Cityspell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.